Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Wanted to talk about something just kind of nice. You know, we've had a full week of lots of news and much of it not so great, but I think there is some great news concerning a young man by the name of Alex Aaron Kania. He is a graduate of Olivet Nazarene University, class of 2020. He's a native of Rosemont and is a Navy officer candidate. He is hoping to launch a career as a naval flight officer, and as I understand it right now, is in officer candidate school, which is in Newport, Rhode Island. And Alex, is it all right if I just use first names here? Welcome to WGN.
Thank you for having me, sir. Yeah, you can absolutely use my first name.
All right. I appreciate you joining us. So is this something that you just always wanted to do, to join the Navy and to get into this officer candidate program?
Yes, sir. I've kind of known that I wanted to go into the Navy since about seventh grade. Part of it was influenced by Mr. Bob Stack, who I understand is going to be just called in as well. But I was always kind of interested in naval history, even when I was a younger kid. I loved history, and for whatever reason, I just loved learning about the Navy. This was definitely not exactly the path that I expected to take going into the Navy. I applied to the Naval Academy. There are a lot of things that I attempted to do over the course of the last few years, but I'm blessed enough to be here, and I'm so thankful that things worked out the way they did and not the way that maybe I originally intended. So, yes, I'm very happy to be here, and this is definitely a dream come true for me.
Yeah, I'm told that this is a really grueling program, a 13-week-long program. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're going through at the school?
Yes, sir. So officer candidate school is broken up into four phases, indoctrination phase, officer candidate phase, candidate officer phase, and senior candidate officer phase. The first phase is 3 weeks. Indoctrination phase essentially militarizes us. It gives us discipline. There's a lot of physical training tests, several evolutions that test our strength, and if we can't meet those standards, we risk being rolled to the next class. The second phase, officer candidate phase, is kind of broken into two chunks, where it's very academic heavy. So we learn about engines and weapons, naval history, navigation, and cyber warfare. And then we have candidate officer phase, which is the phase I'm in right now, which is an applied leadership phase where we essentially run the squadron of officer candidates that are here in the different phases of training. Finally, we have 1 week at the end of this, which is senior candidate officer phase, which is essentially just our out processing, our graduation week, where we just prepare to move forward with our careers.
So at the end of this program, should you pass, and you sound so focused and, you know, like you've got your eye on exactly what you need to do. It sounds like certainly that you will. What will happen at the end of the program?
Yes, sir. So should I be so fortunate to graduate in 2 weeks, I'm heading down to Pensacola, Florida for flight school. My designator is Naval Flight Officer, so for everybody who's seen Top Gun, that's Goose's job in the backseat of the plane. That's kind of the easy way of explaining it, but there's a lot more that does go into that. And it's a very exciting career field, and there's a lot of opportunities in that. So
that's just amazing. I'm so impressed by the path that you've chose. I'm so impressed by your focus and your discipline. And were you like this before you went into the Navy, or is this something that the Navy taught you?
There's certainly parts of my life where I was very disciplined before coming here, but there are other parts where I wasn't. The Navy provides Marine Corps drill instructors for motivation, especially in our first 3 to 4 weeks of training.
Yeah.
So they definitely make sure that we are disciplined, and this place definitely teaches that self-discipline, that time management. So there were definitely areas where I was disciplined before, but there are a lot where I recognize I wasn't. And I think coming here really has helped improve those areas.
Well, I know that you were also inspired to join by somebody who was very influential in your life. Can you talk a little bit about that for me?
Yes, sir. So Bob Stack was my junior high science teacher at Christian Liberty Academy in Arlington Heights. He taught science from sixth grade through, actually, I believe my freshman year of high school at the time. So I had him for several years. I had him for science and also for study halls and homerooms, and I just kind of built a relationship with him. His son, Lance Corporal James Stack, was in the Marine Corps. He was killed in action in Afghanistan in 2010, and that kind of, we were a very small private school, and that definitely affected us greatly. And what Mr. Stack has done and his whole family really has done since that has just been so inspiring. They were always servants, and they spoke about what they did as a ministry. But now even more so, they run an event called the Navy Recruits Christmas, where we take between 25 and I think we've had somewhere like around 60 or 70 Navy recruits from Naval Station Great Lakes, and we brought them to the school on Christmas morning. We give them phones, we give them a Christmas meal. So he's just such a great volunteer.
So
he loves serving.
Mr. Stack is one of these high school teachers that you will remember for the rest of your life in how he influenced you then.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and this is Bob Stack, who's on the other phone line right now. Bob, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. First of all, my condolences, first of all, on the loss of your son.
Thank you very much.
It's got to make you feel great to see how you've inspired others. I'm sure there are more like Alex that you've inspired as a junior high school teacher.
You know, it's just wonderful to see someone like Alex pursue his goals. As long as I've known him, he's had aspirations of being an officer in the Navy, and I just admire his determination. You know, he worked hard, and he's very close to becoming an officer, and I just admire his determination and focus. I was taking stock in Alex as a young, you know, as a sixth grader. And I've always, you know, Alex mentioned the Navy Christmas event. Alex has played a key role in that event since its inception in 2011. He's had a leadership role. I handed off responsibilities to him that I wouldn't trust to most grown men. He's a remarkable young man. I'm very proud of him.
Yeah. Alex, that's got to make you feel pretty good, right?
Yes, sir.
It does.
Well, guys, I'm so glad you could both be with us today. You know, a lot of the stories that we hear day in and day out are sad ones, depressing ones, and you both are incredibly inspiring to all of us going into the weekend. Bob Stack, thank you very much for your contributions, and Alex Kania, good luck with the remainder of the program. Keep us posted on what's going on, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you both.
Thank you, Dean.
Thank you both very much. Really appreciate that. And just a quick note to our staff here on the show today. I don't know if you've noticed how many times Alex called me sir and showed me the proper respect.
Are you saying we should have been calling you sir all day, Dean?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Gosh, Dean, such a diva.
Sir.
You're a diva, sir.
Oh, look, we're out of time with you guys. WGN.